Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. So what I have here is the new iPhone 11 Pro Max. You can see the new three camera setup there on the back. And what I have here in my other hand is the iPhone XS Max. So the iPhone 11 and the iPhone X. Now, as you may know, I've been spending some time porting Speedtest G into Speedtest G 2.0 and Speedtest G GX 2.0. And the GX version, the X stands for cross-platform, works on the iPhone. So the very, very first GX speed test is going to be between the iPhone X and the iPhone 11. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, we've got the iPhone 11 Pro Max on the left-hand side with the Apple A13 Bionic, and we've got the iPhone XS Max with the A12 Bionic on the right-hand side. We're already into the cryptography test. Now, obviously, we're assuming that the A13 is better than the A12. We went through the SQLite test, pretty blindingly fast there by both devices. Now, into the new JSON test. This is something new for Speedtest G version 2.0. As we're now into the compression test, and this will test how well the CPU can compress files and how well the file system works in writing those files. And we can see a lead now by the iPhone 11 Pro Max. It clearly was the first into the 16 thread test. It's churning its way, and this is interesting because, of course, both the A13 and the A12 are only hexa-core processors, and yet there are 16 threads to work there. As we now went into the blur test, and the blur test is the beginning of the mixed CPU-GPU section of the test run, as both the CPU and GPU are being used. We're now into the infinite scrolling list, as is the iPhone 10. Now, I must say the 10 is not that far behind. Now, here in the smoke particle test, let's see 30 frames a second there. What we're going to get on the iPhone 10, 29 frames a second. So that's not much of a difference. So the iPhone 10 certainly holding its own as we go into the Unity test. This final test, the 3D test, we re-ramped this a little bit and it will be different in Speedtest G 2.0. As we come to the end, there we go. 1 minute 15.5. And the other one is going to be 1 minute 18.9. Okay, let's break down those times and see what happened. So the iPhone 11 came in first with 1 minute 15.5 seconds and the iPhone 10, 1 minute 18.9 seconds, a 3.4 second difference, about 4.5%. Now we look at the CPU times, clearly the iPhone 11 is running faster. It's 40 seconds for the CPU run there, as 42 seconds for the iPhone 10. When you look at the mixed CPU GPU, again a slight lead by the iPhone 11, 21 seconds compared to 21.9. And then finally, when you get down to the GPU test, 14.5 seconds compared to 15 seconds. So when you add up those small differences along the way, half a second here, a couple of seconds there, we get a 3.4 second difference between the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 11.
Okay, so there we have it, the very first Speedtest GX between two devices, the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 11. Now, I'm also gonna publish a Speedtest GX between the iPad Mini 5, which also has the A12 Bionic processor, and the iPhone 11 over on the Speedtest G channel. So if you're interested to see that, do go over there and check that out. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe, and I suppose that's it. I'll see you in the next one.